Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. Our guest today is Stan Palmer from Bastion Commercial Properties. Stan, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Stan.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Hi, Sam.
Stan, on this podcast, we want to talk about investing in commercial real estate, and particularly about investing in office and industrial properties. Now, I would imagine that if I'm a business owner, there's a couple of things I might consider for an office, and one might be an owner-occupied office, the office that the real estate that my business occupies. And the other side would be an investment property, where maybe my firm is part of one of the tenants, and maybe it isn't. But can you tell us about investing in an office property?
Yeah, those actually are the two different types, Tom. And now is probably the best market that I've seen in a long time for an owner user that wants to invest in an office property. Now,
Is that because of the availability of properties right now?
It's because there's such a wide variety of properties that are available. There aren't a lot of office properties available to investors that are full, or just strictly investors that want to buy that property for the cash flow. But there are a lot of properties that are either vacant, which would be good for that office user if we could find the right size building to fit them. Maybe they anticipate growth, maybe they do not, but they're the tenant that will be filling that space. Now, there's other properties out there that I'm aware of a 20,000 square foot building, for example, that has 7,000 square feet of vacancy, which would be a great building for a 7,000 or 7,000 square foot user that wants to use it also as an investment and possibly give them room to grow in the future. So they're filling that vacancy. They're the tenant. But then they also have other companies and other leases that are paying for their building for them.
So the opportunity for a business owner that's leasing space and maybe has their lease coming up for renewal sometime soon, there's a lot of property on the market. And a lot of those property owners probably struggling with vacancies because vacancies are high right now. So they might be willing to sell those properties at less than they would have several years ago. But if you can control your business and you need that space and you can take and buy that building at a bargain and then move your company in and fill it up, now you've got a piece of investment real estate that's going to be pretty nice, don't you?
That's exactly it. I couldn't have explained it better. The one thing we want to be sure of is that they're comfortable owning that building. And there's more involvement, obviously, if you own the property than if you sign a lease for so many years. And things can change from time to time. But for the company that is tired of paying rent month after month and year after year, there is a lot of great opportunity out there.
And typically these business owners would buy that by forming a new entity like an LLC and then leasing it back to their operating company?
That's what's most common. That you want to talk to your CPA regarding that, but that's what's most common. You wouldn't want your business generally responsible for that building. There's different liability reasons and whatever, but generally, well, I see it's very common, especially if there's partners in a business where they buy the building under an LLC, and then their company leases it back, whether there are other tenants in the building or not.
Now, Stan, if a business is considering that, I'm going to assume you're going to sit down and interview them just the way you would if you were interviewing a tenant that wanted to move in a new space, because you're going to say, how many years you've been in business? How fast have you grown? How much space do you need now? How much space you're going to need next year and the year after? If you move a business into a building that has 10,000 feet and they need it today and they're going to grow, what are they going to do about expansion? So do you have those kind of interviews and those kind of discussions?
Exactly, and they're extremely in depth because a lot of business owners know, just because of what I said a minute ago, they're just tired of paying rent month after month and not really taking advantage of some of the benefits that they could, or their company could receive.
Such as building equity and paying off a mortgage and having another asset at the end of the day.
Exactly. And down the road, I see a lot where a company or the owners may wind up selling their company but hold on to the building for
and then
further.
5 or 6 years later, sell the building and they get two paydays.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Now,
exactly.
When we talk about industrial properties, can you tell me what you mean by that and how does that apply to the two industrial properties?
It's very similar. There hasn't been a type of commercial real estate that hasn't been affected in this market, but industrial is there's probably more opportunity even than office to do what we've just discussed. And also I find more industrial business owners that want to own their own property. Now a lot of the industrial properties that are available are larger right now. And when we go through a time like we are now, there are a lot of companies that are downsizing and whatever, but for the 5 to 10, maybe 15,000 square foot industrial building, there's still a lot of activity from business owners that whether they've downsized or a lot of the smaller ones are actually growing. And there's still a lot of availability for them.
So an industrial site might be a factory or...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's just for...
Industrial would be anything from manufacturing. What you'll find is a lot of trucking companies, distribution. There's
warehouse.
There's warehousing. There's flex space that can involve showroom, but say a copier distributor has a large showroom with all of their copiers, but they also have large warehouse where all those copiers are stored so they can be shipped.
So cement versus carpeting.
Yes, but there's some pretty there's some pretty darn nice industrial properties though too.
So for the most of those properties are heavily weighted towards the warehouse with the smaller office, because they usually need the square footage to store their whatever it is they're storing and a smaller office contingent on that.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're talking to a business owner that's thinking about buying that, don't you still have to have the discussion about where do you see the company going in the future? How big is it going to grow? Does this property have room to add on to the building, expand, those kind of things?
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't do any good to put somebody into a 5,000 square foot building that has a land parcel that it's sitting on that won't allow for any expansion, and they know or are expecting to have to expand within the next 2 or 3 years. So there's a lot of due diligence and interviewing and whatever that goes into it, whether it be location, access and egress, how many drive-in doors do you need, how many dock doors do you need, and you mentioned the ratio between office and and warehouse. The nice thing about when you purchase it, then when you own the building, aside from those walls that are supporting the building, you can do whatever you want with your new building.
So you essentially start by having a detailed relocation discussion in finding out what do you need now and what do you need next year and what cities do we look in and let's go see what's available and see if something fits.
Exactly. And you listed a number of those things, but if a business owner lives in Burnsville, it makes no sense for us to show him a building that is in Elk River. And we take
spend his whole day in the car.
We take into consideration also where the employees are located. We could take a half an hour going through every item that is discussed prior to going out and looking for what that company or individual wants.
So Stan, this has been a pretty good discussion of owner-occupied real estate, and we'll get to investment real estate in a future podcast. Is there financing generally available today? There's a lot of inventory in terms of real estate, but can we get those financed for these business owners?
It's getting better, and obviously it depends on the company. But we went through a period. I was aware of a close broker friend that had, now this was with investor groups. He had six large deals, and I was aware of all six of the investor groups who were all turned down. Ooh. So we really went through a tough time, but I'm seeing it getting better right now. In fact, I got a call from a banker last week asking me, based on the scenario that he spelled out, whether I thought it would be a good idea for him to fund this loan. So the bankers are as confused as we are out there, but they're coming around.
So if we've got business owners that are thinking about the thought that it might be to their advantage to own some real estate that they occupy, you can help them walk through that whole analysis.
Oh, sure.
Okay, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts on owner-occupied real estate?
No, just that after going through everything that I've gone through, and it's tougher from an investment standpoint because I can't fill my properties. I've always envied those business owners. Assuming the business is doing well, and a lot of times now with interest rates, if you can get a loan, you're going to be, you may possibly even be paying less than you're paying in your rent, plus you're building a lot of equity and good things for the future.
Thanks, Stan. We're all out of time for this podcast. I'm Tom Lyons here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Georgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Stan Palmer from Bastion Commercial Properties for being with us on this installment of todaysbusinessradio.com.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.